A quiet note now on the anniversary of the death of a quiet man. 5 years ago today, the musician George Harrison died of cancer at the age of 58. Harrison played lead guitar for the Beatles, the group that dominated pop music in the 1960s. While his older colleagues in the band wrote more songs, Harrison did have many loyal fans.
George Harrison continues to be one of my favorite recording artists.
George Harrison's music touched my soul.
I think the thing that stands out for me with George Harrison is how he was able to maintain his own identity and calm strength in the midst of such larger-than-life figures as Lennon and McCartney.
I listened to all of George's albums over and over again, and it healed my heart.
He's made a tremendous contribution to music, and he's brought me unlimited joy.
Many of us of a certain age were swept up into Beatlemania, and even in those mad early days, we were able to get a sense of George, because the few times anyone did hear from him, you kind of got the idea that he was trying to pull the whole wild spinning mess back a little bit closer to Earth.
We didn't sit down and think we're going to be stars and we're going to do this and go and have funny haircuts. The only thing we wanted to do was to make a record.
Well, it took some honey from a tree. Dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my.
One thing I remember really well was from the movie Hard Day's Night. They were showing all the guys these shirts that they wanted to market.
We'd like you to give us your opinion on some clothes for teenagers.
George says,
I wouldn't be seeing Dad in them. They're dead grotty.
Grotty?
Yeah, grotesque.
I was a sophomore in high school when the Beatles came over, and I think it was February of 1964, and George Harrison was the youngest Beatle. I believe he was 19 at that time, and I was 16, so he was the most like me. He had a bad complexion like me, relatively. He had bad teeth, and he wasn't the most obnoxious. He seemed a little bit shyer than John and Paul, and he wasn't the clown that Ringo was. He was very thoughtful and probably the most spiritual seeming.
George Harrison was the first guitarist I ever noticed. Except for his slide work, which is very distinctive, he sounds different on practically every song. He finds the combination of notes and tones that work for the song. It's all about the song.
His guitar playing was, to me, just so tasteful. It was never over the top. It was never in the way of the song. And they were just such nice phrases, and they furthered the mood.
Very memorable. I mean, you can hum and sing George Harrison's guitar solos. And Fixin' a Hole comes to mind, a Paul McCartney song, when it breaks into blam, 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 do, 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 do. Very memorable.
In the early days, there was always the one George song that I recall, and maybe I'm wrong about that, maybe there was two, but the George song was always deeper and more spiritual, and he talked about God, not just love. He talked about being close to it all. That sounds like such a hippie thing.
When you see beyond yourself, then you may find peace of mind.
When
what I like about George Harrison is that his lyrics express a search for the knowledge of God, or even the Sufi-like yearning to be released from the body. Some might say those songs are a bit naive on the surface, but I think they're actually more profound than like 99% of the Beatles' lyrics.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Here Comes the Sun is one of my favorite songs. He uses a deceptively simple melody that comes from one of the basic chord shapes on the guitar. The song works if it's played on one guitar as well as in the highly produced arrangement that we all know.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
The other George Harrison work that every George Harrison fan seems to mention, without exception, is the three-record box set that he released in the wake of the breakup of the Beatles. Hearing it always sort of hits me in the heart, and I have to say, lately, I can't hear All Things Must Pass without tearing up a bit.
Oh, that album just, I think, blew so many people away. But how much there was, and how much really great material there was. What is life, my sweet Lord? All Things Must Pass itself.
His messages were that we are all suffering and we're hurting each other as a result of our suffering, and that we're all connected. So if we can be aware of our own suffering and then deal with our own pain, then possibly we won't be hurting other people and we'll be more connected to one another.
All things must pass. Things must pass away. All things must pass. All things must pass away.
Thoughts on George Harrison from Dorothy Best, Amy Brazier, Harriet Carter, Robin DeWeese, Florence Dominguez, Gary Eshba, Bonnie Holder, Douglas Jaffe, Rachel Cobb, Susan Kreider, Chris Martin, Kay Pucciariati, and Tony Saul. George Harrison died on November 29, 2001, at the age of 58 in Los Angeles. Our appreciation was produced by Paul Ingalls.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.